The winning combination of Lead Pipe, Sadis, Arturo Tappin, Sax Remix, the massive hit, A Feeling. Right now we're feeling the Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Ready and raring to go, let's say good evening and welcome to Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Manners.
Manners and respect. Good evening, my brother. Good evening. How are you?
Well, we can't forget the respect, and obviously the Starcom family just pushing through day by day with the loss of one of our great colleagues, indeed, Mr. Dennis Johnson, a gentleman that you would have sat in with for on more than one occasion and done a lot with.
Boy. Like you rightfully say, Dennis is someone I've worked a lot with. Dennis is the person that I've started out my career on radio with. Dennis Johnson is the person that told Randy to bring me in for an interview. And well, Dennis was interviewing me midway through the interview. Dennis stopped me and said, "You singing or you love the radio?" I said, "Just so." Dennis said, "Listen to me, you're going to end up working at Starcom." Straight so Dennis Johnson said to me. And then the next week, I got the call from Starcom to come and host Fireworks, the biggest program for crop over. Without having any experience on radio, without having any media training, without going to any broadcasting school, Dennis Johnson gave me that opportunity to come and work on radio after plugging in my name. And I cannot thank him enough. And of course, on air, while we were on air, I made sure that's what I feel so sad, but satisfied with our conversation, because I made sure that I told him how much I appreciate him while we were on air. I don't know what made me do it, and it's something that I also do with Ronnie Carr a lot. With same with David Ellis. I made sure to say, and I'm so glad I got to tell Dennis how much I appreciate he loved what we were on air, because he helped me get started in my career. And then while hosting Fireworks, I got an opportunity to host my own show on Saturdays again without any media training. And Dennis gave me a stamp of approval. Dennis brought me in 2 Saturday mornings, show me all the equipment, tell me how to speak on air, how to get people's attention, how to say what I want to say and how to shape it if I want this reaction. But be ready for the reaction. Dennis brought me in and taught me those things on his own. No one told him to do it. Nobody asked Dennis to train me. He just said, "Sluggy, I'm doing this for you because I think I see where you want to go." That was Dennis Johnson. And I feel very hurt by his passing. I'm very, very hurt. And all I can say is, Dennis, I thank you and I love you so much for giving me an opportunity. You know, our ear will always tell me, he will always say, "I know it's just your heart, it's boyfriend Jackson, but I love you." Dennis will always tell me that kind of things, you know, and Dennis, I appreciate you for even considering working with me and taking me to the Picking the Crop Finals again, one of the biggest events in Barbados. And for the last 2 years, Dennis brought me on radio and I got to host that event as well. And that was because of Dennis Johnson again. So Dennis, I really, really love and appreciate you, bro. And sleep in peace. And to Dennis' family, and he always tell me about his children, Ronnie. Every time he spoke off here, all Dennis would talk about besides music is his children. People don't know. People might think Dennis argue about politics and music all the time. Ronnie, let me tell you something, Ronnie. Right then again, you might know, but let me still tell you, right? Off ear. You see the real Dennis Johnson? All Dennis spoke about was his children.
That's a fact.
All Dennis spoke about was how much he loved his children. "Hope, Lisa, I don't deserve them. Them too good to me. them is too good of a trainer for a man. I mean, they always said, Dennis, you crazy. You are a great man. Then they said, no, it's like, you don't even understand how good my children are. That was Dennis that all he cared about, and that's what I love about him. And Dennis, boy, my brother, we used to have some healthy arguments, and you taught me a lot, and it will surely miss you. And to me, you are one of the greatest ever. And Dennis Johnson is a true representation of what a Caribbean man is. If there is one, if there is a definition for what a Caribbean man is, that definition is Dennis Johnson, and he represented that definition to the highest order. And I think, to my mind, I can't think of many men greater than Dennis Johnson. It's not for Jesse being a broadcaster. It's not just for his love of music. It's for the way Dennis Johnson, as a father, loved his children. And for me, as a black man with children, to see a man love and care for his children so much, for me, that was Dennis' biggest attribute, Ronnie. That is what I love about Dennis most. He's broadcasting, yes, he's great. His knowledge of music, Ronnie, yes, it is great. But the way Dennis loved his children and his family, that is what I admire most about Mr. Dennis Johnson. And rest in peace, my brother. And I know Tahir wanted to say something, because Dennis used to mention Tahir and Randy Eastman's name a lot to me. Behind the scenes, you always hear you speak about Randy Eastman and this young man. He even wanted this young man to host fireworks. You understand? I'm not fireworks, sorry, Brass Tacks. Dennis wanted the young man to be one of the people on Brass Tacks. He would say that. So I know that Tahir wanted to say a few words as well. And good evening, Barbados. And I had to take my time. I had to take my time to pay respects to my brother, because I love him. I know you all, especially for Beta Rhythm and Rain, will hear me say a lot how much I love Dennis. And I had to take my time to do it. Welcome to Beta Rhythm and Rain. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. This evening, I have the NTI on with me. NTI is an organization that I have a lot of love for, and I really believe I'm going to be championing them all year, because they have a lot of courses that are short. Ronnie, these courses are very short, but to the point. And these short courses, if you want to be in social media marketing, them teaching you what you need right now in these 8 hours, so you can go and work and make money. If you want to do writing, if you want to learn the basics of music production, all those things, you want to learn the basics now so you can get into the field, these courses that are targeted towards that. And I think for how these young people are now with social media and short learning, I think we must be creative in the way we teach and train our young people. And for me, that's innovative. Like, a let a young man see, listen, and you 8 hours, the 8 hour course, and in these 8 hours, you have the basics you need to go into this field and survive. I think that is ingenious and transforming Barbados. So I'm going to be championing NTI. I'm going to be on board. I'm going to be an ambassador for the cause. So you can listen out for me speaking about them all year. So you must welcome them. And I have a young lady who I came across on YouTube, and I can't believe that she's a Barbadian. Someone told me that she's still a teenager, and I see on YouTube, Ronnie, things that we was talking about even last week. Even when Dibron was on, we were speaking about the sitcoms, Ronnie, and the Bajan players and movies. And Ronnie, you was rattling off enough movies and saying, yes, we had a lot of good movies. How about we show all these movies in a cinema, or, you know, we could go like a matinee. Ronnie was mentioning some things, and Ronnie mentioned enough names. Then they come across a young lady, very young lady, who writing short stories and got them on YouTube that you could go and watch them, which I think is phenomenal. So you must welcome Diara and Tahir. Thanks for coming on, people, two young people I admire. Welcome to Beta Rhythm and Rhyme. Good evening.
Good evening, Sluggy, and good evening, Barbie. That's what you're doing, Sluggy.
I'm fine, thank you. Good evening. Where's the young lady on? On your mic.
Good evening, Barbados. Good evening, right. Sluggy.
Okay.
Good. And Tahir, I know you want to say a few words for your brother. I know he's someone that I heard him call your name all the time. And I don't know your Dennis connection, but I know Dennis will always mention your name, and he wants you to be on Brass Tacks. Like I said, I don't know if I speak something out to Dubai, but these are things that I know personally, so I know he had got a lot of love and respect for you. So I will give you the time now, bro, to pay your respects to your brother.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sluggy. And
once you're again, welcome.
Good evening, Barbados. And it would be remit of me to come on to VOB and not pay my due respects, firstly, on behalf of myself and on behalf of the NTA, to a true legend in Dennis Johnson. He was a true star Bajan, and he transformed not only the media fraternity, not only journalism, but many lives in Barbados. Just as you would have mentioned and rattled off all the things he would have done for you, Sluggy, and for many other persons, he would have done very much similar to my personal development as well. And I ain't gonna be too long on it, but his life and the way in which he lived his life as a transformer and as a true star Bajan, I think if a lot of other persons can take one thing out of his life in which he the way in which he dealt with people, Barbados can certainly be a better place. And I would encourage all the youngsters, every Barbadian out there, to aspire to become a star Bajan. Aspire to transform. Just like how Dennis did it, we can all do it. And Barbados can certainly be a better place. And that, for me, would be the best way in which we can honor the life of Dennis Johnson and continue his legacy. May he rest in peace. And I just want to extend my condolences once again on behalf of the NTA family, to his family, to his friends, to his colleagues, and the entire media fraternity in Barbados. He was a true star Bajan and a true legend for me. But thank you, Sluggy, for allowing me to do that.
You're welcome, my brother. You're most welcome. And don't mention it. And yes, people, the late, great Dennis Johnson, may he rest in peace. On behalf of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, we love you, Dennis. Thank you. Good. Good evening. Good evening, peoples. And Diarra Springer, I want to introduce you because Tahir is interested in young people. Actually, right now, he's not in Barbados, Ronnie. He's out on business representing us. He's in Dubai. Mr. Clark, my boy, is in Dubai.
That's about that's about 15 million miles away.
And about, how much hours? About 8 hours after here?
8 hours ahead, you know? But the work continues, you know? We have to transform Barbados, man.
Now, before we go into NTA, and before I introduce Diarra to you, and because I know you're interested in meeting young creatives, before I introduce her to you and to Ronnie, how is the response to our Bajan culture in Dubai? Because I know you, and I know you long, we know each other long, and I know you over there. You can't help yourself. You can talk with Barbados all the time. You can show people things. I know you can be putting in the work, or you're out there on vacation, because you're always tired, you're always working. So how is the response out there to our culture? Is it something that they would seem interested in?
Well, of course, Luggy. I think that question answers itself. The people out here, the response to the Barbadian pavilion, the Barbados team on the ground here, has certainly been enthralling. Many persons are seeing what Barbados has to offer in with regards directly to our culture. They like our vibe, they like our energy, the energy we bring. Many people come and say, well, we never really meet people like this in the whole of the expo that we're showcasing here, you know? And it's important not only that we do that, but we provide opportunities for our people. And that's the discussions we've been having. Our culture ambassador, Rihanna, our star Bajan in herself, Rihanna, she's an ambassador for Barbados. Many people don't know that Rihanna's from Barbados. They come in and be like, wait, I thought she was from America, you know? But we show them the amount of talent we have in Barbados, and they are very, very surprised, and they're very interested in exploring the talent that we have in Barbados, and the Prime Minister often talks on global citizens. So we are working closely to provide opportunities for our persons within various sectors to become those global citizens that our Prime Minister often talks about, and what the NTA calls a star Bajan. So it's important, they're very interested, and hopefully in the coming months, we could definitely hear more of these opportunities that should be coming forth. But most definitely, the world is interested in what Barbados has to offer and what Barbados is bringing to the table.
Listen, I love that. And Ronnie, when I hear someone say that people love the Barbadian vibe, my mind don't only go to music, Ronnie. For me, he said that it ring off does. And my mind, when he said they're down in Dubai doing Barbadian expos, I'm thinking clothing, I'm thinking music, I'm thinking food, I'm thinking our artists as well, whether it's graphic artists, whether it's video game makers, whether it's web designers, whether it's coders. I'm thinking so many different things because I'm thinking world now to hear you understand. So I'm thinking of, I think in our 100 billions doing coding only. And that's a small number. It big for me. It may seem big for me, but that's a very small number. So 100 billions in Dubai doing coding, that's coding only. And then say 50 now, say we got 50 chefs doing, because when you say our vibe, you can't go a barber in the vibe tasting how we do fish, how we the season fish, how we do cuckoo, how we do our potato, right, how we do our macaroni play with it, we call pasta, then cheesy pasta, then our macaroni play is going to be different. So when it brings a vibe, you send off so much bells in my head, my brother. You just send bells in my head, so that's a great thing.
Correct, correct. And it just shows the talent that we have in Barbados, you know, we have to explore it and hone it just as you're doing with BIM Got Talent and the and the many other entities that are involved in development and transforming the lives of Barbadians. And that's what the NTA is doing. You know, the NTA is really putting these courses out there that we have offered that persons can explore them, you know. And in this time, Sluggy, you have to become adaptable. COVID would have taught us the importance of becoming adaptable, you know. And as you mentioned, as a singer, you know, it ain't just about standing, going and set up your mic and singing anymore. You have to have that social media presence. You're gonna have that presence in the social media world. But how now do you transform into to becoming viable on the social media industry, you know?
That's the question. And I like that. I remember when we first started the show, and it was first in Corona, Ronnie was asking for everyone was doing online, everyone was on social media, and Ronnie was saying, yeah, but eventually we have to find a way to make it a business and make it work and make it make money. Ronnie was saying that like from the beginning to here, like from the beginning.
Correct.
But we're saying if we don't want to find ourselves, we just like a hamster on the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know what I mean? And that was from the beginning. He was answering their questions. And for me, some of the questions were taking a faint step. But as time went on, it being real, I want to know, I'd be arguing about it on radio, on Bitter in my Rain, you know what I mean? Because and then, but as things went on, I see where he was came from. I see you can't keep doing this way, can't keep going live every night, and can't appear me like Bill.
Yeah, so again, the reality is that traditional engagement cannot suffice from this point onward. Also, from a perspective of safety, here we have Travis World's Astrodome event in Houston, Texas, with 8 people dying in a crush. For an event that, yeah, you want to experience it personally, but we're in the midst of COVID. They're not in Texas because they've got the freedom to host those kind of events in Texas. But people, for the most part, will be concerned. Yeah, there's a desire to pursue pleasure and activity, etc. But if we come out of this with no concern whatsoever, no diligence, no caution, no desire to see things done differently, more safely, more expedient, cutting costs, but giving us the opportunity to get a better return, then from that perspective, it would have been a waste of time going through it. If people, we want things to get back to normal. No, you don't. It cannot get back to normal after what we've experienced since March 2020. It just cannot. And that includes how workers are treated. It also includes how workers view the workplace and the contribution that they make to the workplace. And things like that, which cannot be rushed or glossed over because we want to get back to inverted commas normal. And the younger people are going to drive the change to the new normal or the new standard, because the older person is most probably going to be the majority. Going to be like, if I can get a sense of normalcy and the usual balance that I had before, I'm happy with that. But young people can't be happy with that. They can't, because young people have suffered a lot because of this pandemic. They're not the only ones, but they're the ones with youth on their side, and they haven't had an experience as young people that the two and three generations ahead of them have had, even though there was less technology with the older generation coming to the middle generation and the one immediately above them. So we all have to consider each other. We can't be separate, because what the older people do creates the environment within which the younger people have to operate, and the younger people now are the ones that are going to move the process forward. So at this time, when we have Republican status as well, younger people will see it differently from the older people who came through, you know, as Tom Clark put it in his book title, Growing Up Stupid Under the Union Jack, which we didn't per se, but we understand what he was saying as an author. So there's a lot to think about. My question is, what is the setup in Dubai? What is the location, the platform where all of the people are presenting and showcasing?
Ronnie, before we get to that, what you said there in a nutshell is what the NTI is doing overall. The overall goal of NTI is to transform Barbadians, you know. As you say, the older persons have their way of doing it, but the young people are the movers. They are the transformers. They're who will carry the work forward. And as you say, if we come out of this pandemic and we haven't learned anything, if we haven't become adaptable, if we haven't learned how to operate, not in the get back into normal, but the new normal of how we operate and how the world is going, how the 2021 world is, then quite frankly, then we haven't learned anything. What's the point of going through it, you know? But I think the young people have definitely learned. A lot of them are engaging on the social media platforms, but we have to go a step further. We have to utilize the courses being offered, which can help you equip you with the skills to really put you up above the rest of the persons in the industry. And it is very important that these people analyze these courses. They're for free, you know? And that is important. A lot of people say they don't have the time, and as Sluggy said in his opening, they're very, very sharp courses and you can do them. And when you do that, you get a better understanding of how you can market yourself in the international sphere. You know, they say the world is an oyster, but social media is like the whole world in itself. You have access to so many people, but how can you get accessible to those? More related to the expo as well, where there's over 190 countries showcasing what their country has to offer. The goal is to get investment into Barbados and opportunities for our people. And this goes back into what we're looking to do, transform Barbados overall. How can we get more opportunities for our people? And this is the work of the NTI, where the NTI is really looking to transform Barbados, not only the young people, but the older ones as well. As long as you have the access to the internet, as long as you can access these courses. And don't ever feel that you're too old to learn. Life is a journey. Life is a learning journey. So you can buy on, you can come on, you can access these courses. And like, quite frankly, we have a motto that we say within our team: you can learn from as young as 16 to 110 once you have access to internet. And this is where the world is going.
I see over 250. I see over 250 courses before my eyes here. 250.
How much?
250 different things that you can engage in. Covering everything.
Yep, that's covering everything. That's crazy. Ronnie.
Like, I know Ronnie just come up with these. Ronnie just know these things. Like, I had information, but I tell myself, all right, there's a lot, but you know, like 100.
I kept scrolling and scrolling, and I didn't come to the end yet. I said, wait. Normally, you get a document like that, you scroll once, and you're at the end. And I kept going and going. I felt like a battery. Kept going and going and going and going and going and going. It's just
Energize
amazing.
Energize the bunny, Ronnie. Energize the bunny.
And you see, these are things that fit with what young people are interested in today outside of the traditional staunch academic arenas. And those skills and that knowledge you will still need to apply here. But for people that are gifted in certain areas where they have been has not facilitated them, this is the place right here with the module to suit.
So Diara, let me bring in Diara. I love the discussion. So let me bring in young Diara, because this is her, the world to hear. She's going to inherit what we're here doing. So to be fair, like you said, and like Ronnie said, alluded to, like what we are doing now, they is going to take over and push forward. So these are the ones we need to have the conversation with. How was Good evening, Diara Springer. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And what school do you represent? Are you still in school? And what school do you represent? Are you studying?
Hi, good evening once again to everybody and all the listeners locked on. Yes. I'm currently studying at the University of the West Indies.
Bang, bang. And what is your course of study? Big at the University of the West Indies, all you're telling all the creatives there. What is your course of study?
I'm majoring in psychology with a minor in sociology.
Ooh, nice. So good. How have you been managing being a creative, studying, and battling this COVID-19 pandemic? As a young person, I don't want to answer age, but I figure you're young. God, you're under 21, but 21 still. You look like 17 to me. You look very, 19. Very young.
19.
Woo! You say under 21 for sure, very young. So at 19 years old, and I'm sorry you have to go through this, the young lady, I'm very sorry. I know I'm going to do with it, but every time you speak to a young person to hear, especially a creative, that still, you know, it's still in the course of study, but still putting out creative work, to hear Ronnie, I still got to go through this corona time. I know it's going to be so difficult on you, all young people. How are you managing, my sister?
Honestly, it has had its ups and it has definitely had its downs. I really began the whole writing thing last year, 2020, which was when the pandemic first started. And due to that, a lot of the opportunities that I had, a lot of places, events that I was invited to perform at, you know, were canceled. And that took a toll on me, you know, because it's like, okay, when will I get the opportunity, you know, to show my talent to the world? What platforms are there available to me? And so since 2020, I've been through this journey, you know, looking for different avenues in which I can express myself. And it's definitely been hard. And with school as well, too. I feel a lot of creatives can relate to this, you know. We want to put the work out there. We want to put our art out there. But obviously, we have our obligations to our schoolwork, and it's hard. It's hard to balance, you know, the academics and the creative side. So it has been challenging for sure.
You say going ups and it downs. I guess you are extremely pleased that you were able to create something during this time, because creating there's something about taking an idea and then the execution stage. And then the final stage when it all comes together, it's just something about that process that's here, a healing feeling. So I'm sure you would have been pleased. How was that writing process for you? From writing it to then to being able to execute it. Because I saw you had some great work. I hope Ronnie got it. I hope you emailed Ronnie that you could play. I hope we can hear it because it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube as well. So I think Ronnie could play from YouTube. But how was it writing this work, ma'am, and then executing it? How difficult it was, and how rewarding was it? And I want to hear about the process. Okay. Take your time. We're here listening. We looking to get to know you and your story and the NTI and to hear, and myself and Ronnie, we love to hear from the young people, and we love to give young people the space to express themselves. So why don't you take your time and tell me about the writing process and then the execution stage and how difficult it was, but then how rewarding it was and the different things you had to go through. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. This is Diara Springer, 19 years old, a UWI student, and she's also a writer, a short story writer, and she's a Barbadian living right here in Barbados. Keep your radios locked on. The stage is yours, ma'am.
Okay, so the writing process has always been the easiest part for me, right? Writing comes relatively natural to me. even when I'm not actually, you know, writing a poem or writing a story, as I go throughout my day, sometimes an idea pops in my head and I will, you know, type it out in my phone really quickly just to have that idea and then come back at it when I get the chance. So I always have ideas, and the writing aspect of the process has never been difficult for me. But the challenge definitely came when transferring the writing into film, because it was something relatively new to me. And I had gotten one of my best friends, Yvonne Sobers. She's a filmmaker, and she is the person who filmed my work. And, you know, seeing the behind the scenes process, you know, recording the lines, trying to make sure that the room that you're in is silent, and also capturing certain angles of the actors, that was incredibly difficult. And at certain points of time, it got frustrating because, you know, we kept recording and recording and recording until we got it right. And it was a really long process, but in the end, it was very rewarding because I found personally that my friends and family were quite supportive. You know, it got a lot of love when we dropped it on YouTube.
Nice. I hope Ronnie can play. I hope Ronnie can play later. I hope Ronnie can play. Now, Tahir, this is where I want to bring in my brother. Let's have a chat on mute. Let's have a chat, bro. You've heard from Diarra Springer. I want you to please tell Barbados what is the NTI and how the NTI will benefit Barbadians. Those two questions. Because you heard to hear a young lady like her. So how it benefit persons like her age 19, like my age 38, like Ronnie age 49. How it will benefit all of us collectively. So it will help improve our communities and the Irish Bajan. After hearing her story and the struggles she went through and what she do, you know you will have answers, I'm sure. Not putting you on the spot, but I'm sure you have answers to how us at the NTI can help a person like her. So what is the NTI? And how can it benefit people like her and her stories, bro?
Yeah, first of all, let me commend you, Diarra, for sharing your story, because it's not easy for young people and young creatives, especially in this world today, to function, you know, one function and to be sustainable in their work. Let me commend you for coming on national radio and sharing your story. And certainly,
very articulate, well-spoken, not to cut you, but I second that, bro. Go ahead, I second that.
Indeed, for sure. And if I could, on behalf of the director, Allison, I could call her a star agent, you know, Sluggy, you know, a star agent. So definitely, but yes, the NTI is the National Transformation Initiative. And this is part of the BERT program, transformation program under the government. And this is where we offer a lot of courses to really equip Barbadians to transform their skills, their skill sets, their values, their knowledge, the overall character, you know, to become competent in the 2021 world.
And free, you know, freeness, man.
But it's important. As I would have mentioned in my introduction, COVID would have taught us the importance of being adaptable, and the ever-changing world is showing us that. So as Diarra mentioned of her struggle of changing in the COVID world and then having to transform and adapt to certain conditions, this is what the NTA does, trying to equip the persons to really be able to function in the 2021 world with the enough knowledge. You know, we have lots of courses being offered, lots of opportunities, and as you said, rightfully said, they are for free. And for young creatives especially, I would definitely recommend that you look into a course. with the NTA, you know. We have digital marketing, we have social media marketing, we could explore a career and become an entrepreneur, you know. There's so many courses that you can do, finance for everyone, how you could build your financial models and financial planning, marketing yourself in different spheres, you know. So there's lots of opportunities there with the NTA. We also have our created courses, like the citizenship course, which teaches you on how to become a model and a star Barbadian citizen, you know? So it's lots to offer, lots to see. You could go onto the NTA website, nta.org.ba.
No, wait, pause there, because I'm sure one would like to hear this, right? Let me pause on that citizen course. You know, from discussion we have, I'd like to hear these things, because we kind of gloss over that, but people might think, well, he's already a Barbadian, he already know what it is to be a Barbadian. You know, correct. People might think, so hopefully, for Ronnie and I, who love these discussions,
correct.
Pause on that citizenship course, and
yes,
why was it important for the NTA to have a citizenship course for Barbadian citizens? Why was it important to do that course, and how would the course help us as an average Barbadian to raise the standard of what an average Barbadian is?
Correct. And that's the overall goal of NTA, to build the standard of what a Barbadian is.
Right. That we get for your explanation. So it's glad that you say this, because that way figure.
And the citizenship course aids you in helping to build a Barbadian identity, you know? A lot of people out there don't understand the Barbadian, true Barbadian identity. They're very conflicted. And the citizenship course helps you to understand what you as a Barbadian and what your identity can look like, what your ethics, your values, what makes Barbados, Barbados, you know? And there's so much to offer. You could go and look through the course. The Prime Minister would have mentioned it, actually, in her speech at the Chamber of Commerce lunchtime lecture, where she featured, and she would have mentioned the citizenship course. And as Barbados goes into becoming a republic in less than 3 weeks, it is important that we understand where we are going as a people, quite frankly. And we must understand what makes Barbados, Barbados. Because quite as lucky, I know you've mentioned this all the time, we are heavily influenced by the American culture. And I know Ronnie to say too, Dennis used to say as well, where a lot of our youngsters are influenced by the American culture. But this citizenship course helps you to understand what makes Barbadians, Barbadians.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And because it's important that we have some sort of identity. And it will give us some sense of pride. And so Diarra, when you are doing your art, do you have a sense of Barbadian culture in your mind? As in, I want this story to have an international appeal, but I still want it to feel like it is a Barbadian story. Is that in your mind, or you just create art?
Yes, definitely. Being a Barbadian is something that I really pride myself on. I love living here, and there is truly no other place in the world that I would want to live. Despite all the challenges that, you know, Barbados goes through, I love being a Barbadian. And a lot of the topics that I discuss in my writing are situations that occur here in Barbados and also the Caribbean. So I always try to incorporate my culture in my work.
Nice. I love that. That means brilliant. That. Listen,
she's a
boy.
Star Bajan.
Listen to here. Boy, listen. NTI boy, we moving. That's me to here. That means the Arab call, because I could boldly say this. That means I could bring you on board with me championing the NTI and what it means to be Barbadian. And what we want to raise the standard of what a Barbadian is, that means it because afford to bring you on board, because you have the things in mind, you're already pushing out your stories. You know what that mean? We could join our forces together to help champion this cause. I like that. I like how she's sounding to hear she's a star bitch. And to hear me, I can ask you about a topic now, because Ronnie's have a sports show on radio. Every Saturday as well. So of course y'all can listen for Ronnie's sports show. Yes, and Ronnie the true
to the world.
Yeah, so bigger.
I had a bad day today, man.
Yeah, that's good for me.
Yeah. I'm a United fan as well. I'm a United fan as well. So, Ronnie, question for you, Ronnie, my brother. How do you see us including sports as part of our culture? I feel like, I know the pandemic and sports was slowed down. But before this pandemic, Ronnie, I didn't feel in that community sports vibe anymore. One time, every community used to be lit with football teams, cricket teams, people playing basketball, everybody playing cricket in the road, every passes, somebody scrimmaging. It felt like if sports was a huge part of our culture. But I feel that slippage, Ronnie, like to me, before the corona, like, bro, how do we get sports back to being a big part of our culture, man?
Well,
Because we'll even sing about sports, man, Ronnie.
But it's a different period in Barbados' history right now. Cricket is part of the foundation of the legacy of Barbados and what Barbadians are and who we are. Even those people who don't play cricket or may not even check cricket have been fashioned by the success of our cricket and our contribution to the West Indies. We start with the right excellence of Garfield Sobers, sole living national hero. His story, his background, his accomplishments, his dedication, and all the persons that were part of that journey prior to him, people like Sir Everton Weeks. And then you would have persons such as Sir Reverend Wesley Hall and all of those cricketing knights, Sir Frank Worrell, and now we have Sir Gordon Greenidge and Sir Desmond Haynes, Dr. Desmond Haynes. So, and then Malcolm Marshall. And look, we were so strong as a country playing cricket. We could technically have played a Barbados team against any test playing nation in the world. In fact, playing Barbados was a prerequisite for an itinerary of any serious test cricket playing nation from the 50s and 60s into the 70s, and playing teams like what was British Guyana and Trinidad and Tobago, etc. So cricket is a part of it. It's just different now. You know, we never had any PS4, PS5, Xbox Live, and various second worlds online. A million television channels, you know. When I came to Barbados in 1985, my dad was in the Defence Force, so we were in the Sergeant's Mess watching TV, me and Rupert. I was 14, Rupert was 10. So we're watching TV, and we said, "Dad, can we change the channel?" And my dad laughed. He says, try and change the channel. We only have one TV channel in Barbados. And we had four in England at the time. Channel 4 was relatively new in 1982. But now and then only rich people had satellite dishes. Middle-income people were renting videotapes or had a video, like a tape off the one channel. So Barbados has changed so drastically. The phone has everything you used to have to buy something for, right? Buying a Texas Instrument calculator used to be a sign that you had arrived in school. Your phone can do that now. Playing music, you had to have a record player or Walkman or a Discman. Your phone can do that now. Watching movies, you had to rent the videotape. In recent years, rent a DVD. Your phone can do that now. Getting the music at the same time as the rest of the world, your phone can do that now. I don't have a watch. I like watches, but I don't have a watch. But I have a phone. Whip out my phone and I look at it. You know, it's good if you're looking at your whatever it is, timepiece on your left hand, and you glance at it and move on. But I have a phone for that. Camera. If I wanted a Canon or whatever the case may be, the phone has it. So younger people live on their devices in terms of engagement and platform. So with radio used to be your social media. If you wanted to send a request to your girl, slow jams time was it. And her friends would tell her, shh, you get requests. And if you feel like a king, you know. And then the fellas that didn't get a request through, their girlfriends would be asking them, "Where? What kind of boyfriend you is? You can't give me no request on the radio, things like that. But it's changed. And even radio now has had to encompass every platform that is available, not only for younger persons, but there are platforms which actually cater to that core audience that they have built, that demographic. So it's all visual, it's all oral. And what I'm happy about is that it narrows that gap once there's the opportunity to get on. Now, getting on is still an issue for many people, but we need to get as many people on as possible. But then it's tremendous for people with challenges. People with sight challenges have another avenue through which they can do more. People that have difficulty in any given area can utilize the channels and the outlets to learn more, to read more. Now, one of the things which may have been impacted in a negative way is reading. Because, yeah, you've got Kindle and you've got all those kind of things there, but there's nothing like being able to read something at length, go through it, analyze it, revisit where you read just before. The technology gives you the opportunity to do a bit more in terms of copying, reviewing, verifying. But the desire to read is still the primary factor. And the discipline, because reading is a discipline. Not being occupied by things that last 20 and 15 seconds and get shared 3 million times. They have their place. But that can't, but that can't take, that you can't build a foundation on that. So, proper grammar.
That's true.
Writing. All of these things are critical. So, you know, sports is a part of it, but music has been a part of it for a long time as well. And dance and folk songs, art, people forget. Yeah. How can you forget visual art? I had, by the grace of God, the opportunity to sit under the teaching of the late, great Carl Brudhagen. Now, taking up my 2B offerings to him was a lesson for me to be taught within 30 seconds what I've been trying to do for the past 12 hours. But I look back at how many people had that opportunity? And then, you know, you got Ras Akim. So many great artists. My boy, Everett Linton from out in the Orleans, you know, Westbury, as a former Beverly Hills player. And Maggie, of course, Dave Linton. So we got so much talent that... We must see every facet as being part of our culture, you know, and because the young people are exposed to so many things, those influences are going to be increasingly found in what they do. We've had poets on here, you know, and they've got a delivery which is not necessarily Wordsworth or Shakespeare, not necessarily Walcott or Bruce St. John, all the people that I sang about a couple of years ago from my heart.
Yes.
You know, yes. But they're a new generation and they're inspired by the spirit of those persons who came before them. And I think the problem is we're not paying enough attention to those people who are excelling or have that tremendous talent in what we see as non-traditional parts of a sector, whether it be sport, whether it be entertainment, whether it be business and finance. These things all count, you know, within the medical field, psychology, traditional medicine, special disciplines. We really need to highlight more, not just the media, but generally encourage people more, because there are more people, overwhelmingly more people doing good, being productive, being useful, than those who are in a, let's say, a troubling minority, because the things that they do, we don't endorse or support, but they seem to get a disproportionate amount of attention. And by giving them the type of attention that we give them, they get encouraged. And their peers get encouraged too, even though we know the consequences of those actions usually ends in prison, life taken away, even death or disability of a violent kind. So, you know, you can't just look at sport by itself, but we need to do more. And because they have more outlets to be entertained, that means that time that was spent on Weymouth or Blenheim or up in Roadview, that now is being spent elsewhere.
Yeah, Sluggy,
I just want to touch in there a minute, right?
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
I grew up in a different time, you know. And when I was growing up, I never understood it because, or if it's me, for instance, even rain, sun, or snow in Barbados, I would carry my cricket bat and ball to school. I remember a hurricane was coming to Barbados and they still told us to come to school, but by 12 o'clock we had to go back home, right? And I still carry my cricket bat to school. My teacher looked at me like, why you bring it back to school? You can go outside and play in the rain. So that what happened, right, was, and as I got into class one and class two, the amount of people playing on the field at lunch started to get less and less and less. And what started to happen was more people started to get the PlayStations, the PS, the Game Boys, the Nintendos. And then it just started to dwindle. And I never understood it. I wanted my parents to buy me. I wanted to be like everybody else, you know? But my parents used to tell me at that time, go outside and play. Go outside and play cricket. Go outside and run ball, you know? I didn't understand it at that point in time. But as I got older, and I was like, you know, my parents did the right thing. They told me go outside and play. The first time I get a PlayStation was when I was 21 in COVID, when I bought it because I didn't have anything else to do. And I was told I need to find something to relax my brain, you know? I was just thinking all the time, Sluggy. And also, it just teaches you a lot. And as it got less and less, more people stopped playing outside. But the positive is that during COVID, what happened? We saw now people's communities being built back. People going outside to play. People, communities rekindling that spirit. We saw cricket being played on the beach. I remember as a youngster, I could go to Browns Beach on a Saturday or a Sunday and cross the whole beach. Like, I don't know if you would remember, if you had them days on Browns Beach where you were going, you could choose any cricket game.
Listen,
you could play with the old men.
Oh, let's go on the beach and play with anybody. Wherever you land, play with anybody.
Before COVID, Sluggy, they weren't playing. I remember I went to the Browns Beach for the first time in a long time on a Saturday, and I didn't see any cricket being played. Nah, I was like, what is this? But then COVID came, and people then started to go back outside. I remember at the start of COVID, people that I didn't even know from my neighborhood, I just went outside, and we formed a little social club out by me. No, and that was something good. We started roast barefoot together. We started play cricket together, play dominoes together. And that was what happened because of COVID. And we saw a lot of communities being transformed like that too because of COVID. And I wish that continued. And what then happened is we then created a health crisis in Barbados, where one out of every three children in Barbados is overweight or obese. Quite frankly, the numbers are startling, you know, and it's just a ripple effect right the way down with the onset of e-games and e-sports. But COVID would have brought to light that thing. And what's even more important is that the NTA is providing these opportunities where we can transform the lives of anybody, of everybody, where you can find a skill. If you have a skill, just come online, search the courses, look for it. It's an opportunity for you to equip yourself to become better. We have to aspire to inspire, you know? And if you can't aspire to inspire, we're not going anywhere, you know? So let us transform. Let us go one step at a time. Let us go online, nta.org.bb. Lots of courses there, lots to offer, lots to see, and it's for everybody. So just thank you for having me, Sluggy. And that is just definitely something that you can look into. Barbados, continue being safe. But bigger yourself, the NTA has lots to offer, man.
All right, Sluggy, looking at Reflection, a short film here. I've taken it to 2:58 because obviously we don't have the visuals here. I would suggest that we get this on the social media links for our respective stations. The short film about beauty standards, I've taken it up to 2:58. And perhaps once I hit this and we come out of the narrative, we can get some insight into what's happening here. So let's do this.
And in that moment, all she thought was, why? Wasn't she beautiful enough for him? Wasn't she late enough? What did that other girl have that she didn't? And that's when, for the first time, she learned this truth. Everyone has a different perception of what beauty looks like. So no matter how many modifications you make to your body, there still will be someone who deems you as unworthy. And at the end of the day, it's better to be hated for who you are than late for someone that you are not. See, this thing called popularity is when other people like you. But you will only find true happiness when you like you. So you may not be well liked or well known, but the day will come when you find people who think you are worth well knowing. So if you were one day to look at yourself in the mirror, without knowing society's expectations on what you should look like, without the belief that gap teeth, stretch marks, acne and dark skin are hideous and ugly, would you not think that you are already beautiful and enough the way you are?
Okay, so let's get some insight from the creator of that work. Go ahead.
Okay, so to paint a picture for our viewers, the story was taken from the point of view of this young woman, and she's basically trying to fit in. And of course, the context is here in Barbados. And one of the most glaring is that of colorism. You know, when you are of a lighter complexion, you know, you're seen as more beautiful, more worthy. There are more opportunities that you can get because you are lighter. So the young lady, you know, she wears makeup to hide her dark skin, you know, to get that lighter complexion. And she goes to speak with this guy, you know, who she has a crush on. And they're talking, but then another young lady who is dark skinned passes by, and she catches the attention of the young man, and he leaves the protagonist alone to pursue the dark skinned lady. And in that moment, she really, in her mind, she was thinking, you know, what is it that that girl had that I did not have, you know? And it wasn't that that girl had anything that she didn't have, you know. Everybody's, and the main point of the video that I wanted to push was that everybody's perception of beauty is different. You could be a beautiful person, but there's somebody out there who might not think that you're all that cute. And you really have to just accept who you are for you, what you look like. Just be comfortable in the skin that you are already in, because you will never be able to meet everybody's standards. You will never be able to please everybody. And you may end up, you know, losing yourself, losing your sanity, and, you know, trying to please everybody. So just do you, just be you, and be comfortable in the skin that you are. That was the main message that I wanted to push in the reflection video.
And what else are you working on?
Right now?
Indeed.
Well, as I had mentioned earlier, you know, because of UE, I have not had, you know, a lot of time to really hone my craft. But next year, I really want to dive in the topic of love, you know, and love from different angles: self-love, romantic love, platonic love. I really want to delve into that next year for sure.
Sluggy?
Oh yes, that is brilliant. That's brilliant. And I like the way that Ronnie, she was able to paint the picture of what the short film was about. And I'm sure the people that was listening will be able to sit down at home and really get a true picture of what the short film looks like. What I want her to do, Ronnie, is tell Barbados where they can find the short film to watch it.
All right, so you can go directly on YouTube. The channel, yes, is called The Way Studio. Two of my films are there, the reflection video, which I discussed just now, and also the Grad Class of 2020. Or you can find it on my Instagram page at @DEE_AH_RUH. So either of those two platforms, you will find my films.
And on YouTube, the channel, spell out the channel name on YouTube for the listeners.
It is The Y, as in the letter Y, and Studio.
Good. That's simple on YouTube. That's typing The Y, as in the letter Y, and Studio on YouTube. And I'm sure everyone could get YouTube on their phone. So everyone in Barbados listening, you can go to YouTube and type in The Y, letter Y, Studio, and you can find two of her videos on the channel. And I'm sure Barbados will do that. And I'm extremely proud of the way you were able to explain yourself and your story. And Diarra, I'm very proud of you as a young lady, 19 years old, still being extremely creative and still finding time to be on top of your game, your studies as well. And I can safely say on behalf of Starcom and Beta Rhythm and Rhyme, we would love to have you back in the future for sure. Let this don't be your last. Everything you have work and everything you bring up work, you have a platform here with us. Anytime, feel free to be part of the family. And on behalf of the Starcom Network team at Beta Rhythm and Rhyme, congratulations on doing a great job, young lady. And we must, like Ronnie said, these different persons in our society, we must salute them and highlight them who normally wouldn't have been highlighted. So we want to highlight you this evening, and you are indeed a star Bajan. I think at the NTA, everyone could join the NTA.org.bb, NTA.org.bb, and all the courses are free. And there you are indeed a star Bajan. And for 19 years old, doing this phenomenal work, let me just say, we are very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, thank you for giving myself and other creatives this platform to discuss about our work.
Yes, man, it's no problem at all. And all of your creative friends, you can afford to send them my way. I will feature all. You have my promise here live on here. And just capping, as young people will say, all of your creative friends, and they got work and they want a platform to be seen and heard, just send them my way, Sluggy Dan, or Bim Got Talent, and True Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And thanks to Starcom Network, we have a platform. And I can announce this now on air. Will we end the show, Ronnie? I can announce this. And Diarra, you are first to notice on the show. We have been signed for an entire year.
Excellent.
So we have an entire year. So we have an entire year, Diarra, for you and all your creative friends and all of your creative people to come and express themselves freely on a huge platform. But there's no platform bigger than the 92.9. We are number one. Just check the ratings. It's just simply the facts. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Thank you, Diarra. Mr. Ronnie Clark, another great show, my brother. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Diarra. And of course, Mr. Bobilia, and indeed Sluggy Dan. And we're going to sign off with this track from a young lady who's in Dubai. Brilliant artist. Her name is Lee Phillips, and this song is called Sunrise.
Feel it all and be positive, be steady.